In Havana in the 1940s and 50s, pianist Bebo Valdez was one of the pioneers of mixing Cuban popular music with jazz. After the Cuban Revolution, he settled in Sweden and worked a lot of hotel gigs. Meanwhile, back home, his son Chucho Valdez went on to become one of Cuba's best-known jazz musicians. Then came 1999's Buena Vista Social Club. Suddenly, older Cubans who could play in pre-revolutionary styles were a hot ticket, allowing Bebo to make a comeback. In 2000, Bebo Valdez came to New York to appear in the documentary Calle 54 and record a trio CD. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead says it's low-key, but as likable as a suave grandfather.
Think of Latin jazz, and you probably picture a big band with lots of screaming trumpets and crisscrossing percussion. Bebo Valdez music seems to come from an earlier time, when the Havana Vanguard was just loosening up their parents' stately ballroom steps. Because a small band is easier to maneuver than a big one, this parlor trio can sound like a folklore group one minute and a jazz combo the next. This is not a bad combination. Valdez Compadres, on his new CD for Blue Note, are two mainstays of New York's Latin scene. The congas of Carlos Petato Valdez, no relation, have graced a zillion Latin and jazz records since the 50s. On bass is Mambo King Israel Lopez, a.k.a. Cachao. He always favors a dignified dance beat and keeps his bow in hand even while plucking the strings, just in case. Cuban music has closer ties to West African polyrhythms than most North American music. But where Latin big bands stack different rhythms on top of each other, in his solos, Bebo Valdez will string out various rhythmic figures one after another. He'll also toss in quotes from the light classics and twinkling octave runs that recall flashy pianists of yore like Carmen Cavallero or Liberace. But the rhythm section and his own good taste keep him from going too far. Most of the tunes on Bebo Valdez's El Arte del Sabor, The Art of Flavor, are older Cuban songs. The one item from the American repertoire is Bobby Troup's classic, Route 66. Valdez takes his little rhythmic side trips and nods toward a few well-known jazz tunes, and I like how Petato Valdez implies a swinging cymbal beat on congas. His dry sound gives the trio its own rugged profile. this music was recorded, Bebo Valdez and Cachao were both well into their 80s, and once in a while the pianist sounds like he's back in the hotel lounge. But this date has enough charm to make up for any lapses, and Paquito de Rivera adds saxophone or clarinet to three pieces for variety and a little extra snap. The core trio don't sound like kids, but that's the hook. They breathe life into the old music, playing it the way it should be played, modernizing just enough to keep it from sounding archaic. Works for me.
Kevin Whitehead reviewed El Arte del Sabor, the new recording by the Bebo Valdez Trio on Blue Note. I'm Terry Gross.